John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor show at CBS Audio Network from the surface of the planet Earth. We are going to low Earth orbit in prospective low Earth orbit with the People's Republic of China because they're launching or claim to soon enough using their Long March 5 big booster, the first pieces of their own space station. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, is now going to guide us to low Earth orbit and the Chinese space station. Bob, you have a photograph up of the Chinese space station. It looks familiar. What am I looking at? Good evening to you, Bob.
Good evening, John. Well, you're looking at the Chinese version of Russia's Mir space station, essentially. The concept is very similar. They announced this design almost, maybe 7 years ago, and they're holding to it. It basically will have three main modules all linked together by a core module with a hub at one end with all the ports on it, and there'll be ports at the end of all the modules as well as additional ports at that core hub, so that their Shenzhou manned capsule and their cargo vessel can dock with it and provide supplies. And they are going to do the very first launch of the core module, which they call Tianhe, which I don't remember what it means. Yes, it is Harmony of the Heavens is what it means. On a Long March 5B rocket, that's their most powerful rocket, and that's scheduled right now for April 29th, late at the end of this month. That's going to put that core module up. They're going to then follow with additional launches to put the two additional secondary modules up to attach to it. And they're going to have about 11 launches over the next, year and a half, squeezed into a very short period of time to get this thing entirely assembled by the end of 22. And then they expect it to be able to operate for 10 years. They could add additional modules if they wish, if they do. If they add two more modules top and bottom to the core hub, this will look exactly like Mir, almost exactly, except for its solar panel configuration, which is a little different and seems to have actually been inspired a little bit by the American design of ISS. And so this is coming, and it's going to get launched, and they mean it, and they're going to have lots of experiments, and they're selling this as a science laboratory like Skylab was sold, like all the Russian space stations were sold, and like ISS is sold by the government. But the real truth of them, and to give you an example of the science they want to do, one of the things they're doing that's really interesting is they are planning to launch a Hubble-sized optical telescope that will orbit only a few hundred miles, maybe 100, 200 miles away from the station. And it will be designed to be able to maneuver and dock with the station so that they can do maintenance on it, just like Hubble. But they do it from their station. That's their plan. And that's an optical telescope that's the first big optical telescope that's going to be launched since Hubble, and it'll probably be better than Hubble, and that'll be groundbreaking astronomy without any question, and they will bypass us in that respect.
Bob, that launch schedule seems extremely aggressive. Why are they in such a hurry? What's the issue?
Well, they had wanted to have this completed by 22, and their whole launch schedule got delayed by almost 2 years when the initial design of the Long March 5 had problems. The initial engines were underpowered. So they lost almost a year and a half in development to get that fixed. But they don't want it to change the long-term schedule of the station. They still want it completed by 22, so they're pushing to do that. But I got to point out that all those stations, including this one, that are claiming to be science stations, all of them are lying in public. It's propaganda, especially with the Soviet era and this Chinese station, less so for ISS. These are not designed as laboratories. These are designed as prototype interplanetary spaceships. That's their fundamental primary goal, is to learn how to build that kind of spaceship. And that's what the China is doing here. They're not fooling around. They plan to use what they're going to learn on, by the way, it's called the Chinese Space Station, CSS. They're going to use what they learn in constructing this station and having people live on it to plan their manned interplanetary ship and to do it as quickly as possible.
China is also launching 13,000 satellite communications. This looks to be the same thing that SpaceX is doing. Is it, Bob? Same.
Yes, it appears. Yes, John, it appears to be the case. What happened is China has had announced over the last few years several different satellite large constellations they were going to put up for communication purposes. Well, the story that I posted a link to on Behind the Black today indicates that they have decided, the government has decided to merge those different satellite communications constellations into a single mega constellation employing possibly 13,000 satellites. And this would be, they call it a national network of satellite internet communications capabilities. It will have all, they have asked for spectrum with the wavelength bands allocations from the International Telecommunications Union. Everyone has to go through that. And obviously they're going to have to pick orbits that won't conflict with the giant SpaceX Starlink constellation of 4,000 satellites and the Amazon Kuiper satellite constellation of 3,000 satellites and the OneWeb constellation of 1,500 satellites. All of them have to be coordinated not to link up or crash with each other. The trouble, of course, is that China is very independent and is also not very trustworthy. I don't know how much we can depend on them cooperating with other nations and private companies to keep their satellites clear of ours, John.
Bleak house in space. SpaceX has dragged OneWeb into the Chancery Court. We expect Mr. Dickens will deliver the novel eventually, but this is the short version. Why is SpaceX accusing OneWeb, Bob?
Well, this ties into what I just said about the 13,000 satellite constellation that China wants to make and the possible conflicts with the other constellations. Well, there appears there was a potential, there was a close flyby of a SpaceX Starlink satellite with a OneWeb satellite. They were never close. They were never going to be close enough to hit, but they were close enough to have alarm bells go off. And so OneWeb contacted SpaceX, and SpaceX and OneWeb engineers talked to each other. They figured out there was no problem. To make it work properly, they turned off the Starlink's autonomous collision avoidance system for a short while so that OneWeb could maneuver its satellite just to make sure the distances would never get closer. And that was in cooperation with each other. Well, it turned out that a lobbyist for OneWeb ran to the Wall Street Journal and proceeded to make a lot of false claims about what SpaceX was doing. He accused SpaceX of shutting off its autonomous collision system and saying they can't do anything about it. It's your problem. And he said a lot of other things that were slanderous to SpaceX. Well, SpaceX went to the FCC with a filing saying these are all false claims, demonstrably false. We worked with OneWeb's engineers in a cooperative manner and got it done. But it doesn't help cooperation if OneWeb's going to allow its lobbyists to go around making false news claims. OneWeb, according to SpaceX, OneWeb admitted those were false claims. OneWeb has denied that it admitted this. But no matter what happens, there's a tiff going on between these two companies and their large constellations. I tend to favor SpaceX here because their track record is pretty good. They respond pretty instantly to anyone who there's a conflict with. And the track record of their competitors is abysmal. They tend to spread lies about SpaceX that are not true, and they tend to try to use the government to squelch SpaceX. Mostly unsuccessfully. So I tend to favor SpaceX, but it does indicate we're going to have big problems down the road China and SpaceX and OneWeb and Amazon don't work together to coordinate.
And Bob, guaranteed when these are all independent companies IPO'd on the New York Stock Exchange, there are going to be disputes. There's lots of opportunity for lawyers here. Good for them. All right. What is Momentus?
Momentus is a private company that – has developed a tug for CubeSats in space. A lot of CubeSats, they go into orbit. They are too small to have their own little engines to maneuver to different orbits, and it's very expensive to design that independently. So they decided there's a need here. So they built what they call the Vigoride vehicle, and it attaches to a CubeSat, and so you can get your CubeSat moved to a different orbit once it's in orbit. It's basically like an upper stage, but it's designed for CubeSats. And they have got a lot of contracts, but they appear to have a problem. They had an investor and a stockholder, founder, both of whom had ties with foreign nations. And it appears the FAA, due to national security interests, has been holding up their licenses for launch because of those connections. And they've had to have their chief executive officer and this co-founder step down from the company, and they're in the process of doing it. But it definitely has caused them to lose some contracts along the way, John.
NASA Big Space is buying its spacesuits from Commercial Space. Bob, this is commercialism in space. This is a success, yes?
Yes, this is exactly what my policy paper called for, exactly what I called for, that NASA shouldn't build or design anything. It should simply be an ordinary customer like citizens in America are and buy what it needs from the commercial market. And it's put out a request for information from the aerospace industry for private companies to build for it its spacewalk, spacesuits, and all the accoutrements that go with extravehicular activities, spacewalks on planets as well as in space. In other words, and this is what actually happened during the Apollo era. NASA didn't build the spacesuits. They hired private companies to build those suits for them. It was actually a clothing designing company that built the suits that the Apollo astronauts used. And so they're doing the same thing here. They're asking commercial companies to design suits and compete for the contracts. This is great because this just tells us once again that NASA's, as an agency, its management has accepted the concept of capitalism in space, as I pushed in my policy paper. Let the private sector do it. Be a customer only, and that'll get you more than you could possibly want for less money, and we have a robust American aerospace industry.
The year is 1975. Jimmy Carter is a candidate for the presidency. Gerald Ford is still at this point in the White House, and the Soviets are bad actors. They build a system that these many years later we can now identify as something that the Chinese have experimented with, an anti-satellite system. Bob, to your anti-satellite system with a missile, Bob, to your understanding, has this been reproduced anywhere else? Are the Russians upgrading this?
We have to define this much more particularly. This is not just simply an anti-satellite system. In fact, it's not really an anti-satellite system at all. There have been anti-satellite systems created by Russia, Soviet Union, China, the United States, India, going back to the 60s. What makes this different was this was not an anti-satellite system. This was a torpedo or a missile that was going to be installed on Soviet space stations, their early Salyut stations. They actually put a prototype up on a Salyut 3 station, which is a military space station, back in 75. And then they developed a more sophisticated version of this torpedo, essentially, that was to go up in later military space stations. Now, those military space stations got canceled, so it never flew. But there was recently a report in the Russian press that was available in the American press to see, and I posted it on Behind the Black, a link to it. This was a planned torpedo, right, and the idea was that their military space station, they didn't want anyone getting close to it, and if anyone got that they didn't like within 100 kilometers, about 60 miles, they could fire this torpedo and destroy that close approaching. This is basically to prevent James Bond from capturing their space station, John. But they built it, and they actually flew a prototype. And this just tells us that, like China, totalitarian governments are not trustworthy. They will use military force to protect their interests.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring next. The Brave Little Toaster That Flew, Ingenuity. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.